You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this glorious Friday at Bethel Encounter, where we are here to pray. Psalm 19, verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We've learned from various days of Bethel Encounter that our thoughts and our words must align with God's will, his purpose, his intent, with what he has promised in his word. Today, our prayer is centered on the minister as a vessel of God's glory. The minister as a vessel of God's glory. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We already know from Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16, talking about our light shining before men, so that the glory goes back to our Father in heaven. So from our core mandate, we know that our shining or good works brings glory back to God. Today, as I mentioned, we are looking at the minister as a vessel of God's glory, as we see in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. When we serve in obedience unto the Lord, Christ Jesus is glorified, or God is glorified through Christ Jesus. A minister carries God's glory by carrying Christ within. The purpose of ministry is not to display human talent, but to reveal the treasure of Christ in an earthen vessel. So unlike the world, or unlike secular ministers, or should I say secular artists, as we put it that way, there's a very clear difference. We serve through our ministry, or through singing, we serve that God's glory would be seen. We don't glorify ourselves. We don't put ourselves forward as a secular artist would. There is a clear difference. Our end goal is that God's glory will be seen. And when it comes to secularism, artistry, it is about putting the brand forward. Our brand as believers is Jesus Christ. Everything we do is to align with what Jesus has patterned to bring, and to bring glory back to our Father in heaven. It is not to bring glory to ourselves or to put ourselves forward. We are supposed to be just vessels, as we see in the title, just ministers being vessels of God's glory. We own nothing, and we give everything freely, because freely we have received from our source, who is God, our Father in heaven. Now, when people encounter the minister, when they encounter us, they should be directed beyond us to the power, grace, and the glory of God. To the power, grace, and the glory of God. Anything that we do, when people look at us, they should see God behind us doing it all. Our first action point today is always ask God to make Christ visible in your attitude, service, and your ministry. In Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known that the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in me, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Our second action point is we must depend on God's power rather than our natural ability. be conscious of depending on the Lord's power and not natural ability. If you go on an outreach, depend on the Lord's power, not on natural ability. Sometimes we judge things by how man sees things. You know, men look on the outward, as scripture says, but God looketh at the heart. And it's very easy. Men rate things by visibility, the number of followers, the number of views, the number of people who gave their life to Christ at that outreach, the number of people in the ministry or on a project. Yes, it is good. One of the blessings of the Lord is made manifest through helpers or through increase in people. It's in scripture. As we see Abraham increasing from one point to the other. But the same God would also go for heart service, from which he brings in quality, and now he disqualifies a lot of people. So maybe in your mind, that outreach, oh, the masses didn't give their life to Christ. But what if there was one particular person for which God had that whole program organized, and you would have fulfilled your part by doing your part? Don't depend on your strength, and don't rate things according to man's rating. Just move in obedience and let the Lord do the rest, and he will reward you accordingly in Jesus' name. Serve others faithfully as a steward of God's grace. And in our time, young people don't want to serve. Everything is about money. It shouldn't be the case. Be willing to help others for no money, for no clear direction that is for money. It's not to say to waste your time, but don't always be money driven, for which you refuse to even do good where you can do good with no demand for monetary value in return. And for the young people, I will tell you this, that whether after JHS, after SHS, after college, find someone to help, to serve. Find somewhere that you can put in some effort, even as you learn on the job, because those skills are going to help you one day. We need to be smart ministers, wise ministers. Jesus grew in stature and in wisdom, and then he found favor with God and with man. So be willing to learn wisdom through serving others. And we see in 1 Peter 4:10, as every man hath received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Our first prayer today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. We are praying, Father in heaven, as I behold your glory, transform me into the image of Christ from glory to glory in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer according to God's word. As we have read, from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Transform me, O Lord, from glory to glory, from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, We are praying our second prayer. Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. We are praying, Father in heaven, cause your light and glory to rise upon me, so I can arise and shine in my assignments in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Cause us to arise by revelation. Cause us to rise and shine in our Lord, respective Lord, even assignment by revelation. By revelation, we feel in your word, which is light unto us in the name of Jesus. Rababaya kabarabaya shebedebaya kabarabaya ndedeabadaba. Showing us the way, showing us the way, showing us the way, showing us the way in which we should go. Rababaya meyekebedebaya badabaya badabaya ndedeabedebaya ndedeabadadeaba. Rababaya baya baya do 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 do. We are praying our last prayer. The Lord is their strength, and he's the saving strength of his anointed. The Lord is our saving strength. We are praying, Father in heaven, strengthen me to carry your glory with humility in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and pray this last prayer in the name of Jesus. From your word, O Lord, in Psalm 28, verse 8. You are my strength. You are my strength. You are my strength. Strengthen me to carry your glory with humility. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Rababaya bakaba. Shebedebeya kebedebeya baba fudebeya baraba. Maya dedebedebeya kabaraba. Maya do 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 do. In the name of Jesus. Do get your documented prayer request ready. As we get ready to go into Thanksgiving, our final Thanksgiving. Before that, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, Jesus is the only way, and he's the only truth. He's the only way to our Father in heaven. There's no other way. Someone may tell you that, oh, there are many ways to the same creator. No, no, no. Jesus declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father except by me. I'm yet to meet anybody who has said that and who has proven it by laying down his life and picking it up again. Our Lord Jesus did this, and he did it for all of us to rescue us from sin, death, and the grave, and to give us life eternal forevermore. So please just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you a sinner, unable to save myself. Please have mercy upon me. I turn away from all my wicked ways. I choose to serve you as my King. And please make me your servant. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37, verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our heart. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer request you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will in time. Lift your voice and sing. Yeah, you are.
God, who are vessels of his glory. Vessels of his glory. We carry the glory of the Lord with humility. We carry the glory of the Lord with humility. We carry the glory of the Lord with humility. With right speech, with right mindsets, with right heart desires, in the mighty name of Jesus, with the strength of the Lord. Keep carrying us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that our documented prayers are also answered, O God, each one of them, and the testimonies will be evident for all to see. In the name of Jesus.
Christ in the service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us on our number 026-0009090. God richly bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.